Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Always a pleasure to be here, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Yeah, let's start on the update. This one's hot off the presses. A global player in energy control solutions for aerospace and industrial markets has selected Spartanburg County to establish a new manufacturing operation. The nearly $200 million investment from Woodward will create about 275 new jobs. Woodward, which was founded in 1870, plans to build a 300,000 square foot precision manufacturing facility located within Smith Farms Industrial Park in Greer. The new factory will focus on the production of systems used in aircraft flight control, and operations are expected to go online in 2027. So a little aerospace news for you in the upstate.
Yeah, and some good news too. Anything else happening in the upstate?
Yes, switching gears completely, the founder of Greenville Pro Soccer LLC is stepping down from his role as chairman. Joe Irwin started the city's first professional soccer team, the Greenville Triumph, in 2018, in a move that also led to the establishment of a women's professional soccer team, the Greenville Liberty, in 2022. Now, this announcement, Mike, comes as construction of a new stadium for both teams is underway at Bridgeway Station, that unique mixed-use development in Malden. Irwin will remain an owner of the team and continues to serve on its board. You know, Joe's been credited for really transforming the upstate soccer landscape. So
nothing negative here. Run out of town or anything. Just a normal step down
like
type
that.
Of thing.
Yeah, he's been in charge for a while, so I think he's just stepping down, let somebody else take his spot. But he's still going to be involved, you know, team owner and being on the board.
All right, very good. So next, where are we heading?
Yeah, let's move on down to the Midlands for another one that's fresh off the presses. A global adhesives manufacturer has launched a new business arm and has chosen the Midlands to locate a first-of-its-kind facility for the company. Germany-based ATP Adhesives has debuted ATP North America. It will serve U.S. and Canadian manufacturers with solvent-free adhesives. It's very sustainable, the company says, and local product development. And as part of the expansion, ATP will invest $70 million in its first solvent-free U.S. manufacturing facility, which is located in Columbia in the near future. 127,000 square foot plant will create 130 jobs and begin production in July 2026. So Columbia seeing some manufacturing innovation with some new jobs too.
Yeah, yeah. So practically a boom town now. It all started with Scout, right?
There you go. Following the trail. Speaking of trails, the Midlands Business Leadership Group and the River Alliance have unveiled an initiative to unite and elevate the communities along the riverfront corridor of Lexington and Richland counties, as well as the cities of Casey, Columbia, and West Columbia. The brand called Three Rivers aims to enhance the Midlands region by driving tourism and attracting economic development. The initiative was developed by the Riverfront Brand Development and Review Team in partnership with Chernoff Newman. Now, lace up your walking shoes for this one, Mike. Upon the planned completion of 27 miles of waterfront trails spanning from the Lake Murray Dam to the 12,000-year history park in Casey, the project will represent the longest river walk of its kind, leaders say. So there you go.
Wow.
There's an excuse to get out and exercise.
27 miles. You know, they've been working on this idea for a long time, and they kind of had to wait for the river to get cleaned up there. So it's all done now, I believe. And so, yeah, this is really good news in Columbia.
Well, you see the popularity of, things like Swamp Rabbit Trail in Greenville. So we'll see what happens in Columbia. But I'm excited to check it out, too.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. All right. So we got time for the Lowcountry.
Yep. Let's wrap it up. Boeing has landed a record deal from an Asian carrier for its North Charleston-made Dreamliner aircraft. Korean Air has ordered 25 of the wide-body jets. The deal is part of a bigger order by Korean Air, totaling 103 Boeing aircraft. When finalized, the deal will mark Korean Air's first order for the 777AF, which is a twin-engine freight aircraft, and will support an estimated 135,000 jobs across the United States, according to Boeing. They didn't say how many of those jobs would be in North Charleston, but I'm sure it'll be a nice little chunk.
Well, yeah, so that's great news. That's Boeing has been delivering some good news lately.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah, they're ramping up production down there.
We like to hear that. All right, sure. Jason, well, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is the executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.